With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for the past two decades: we must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures entitled A Benevolent Lifestyle Benefits the Planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Actually, I still love this planet. It's beautiful, Yes? Up to now, the scientists have not found any planet better than ours, no? Have they? No, with all the billions and billions of dollars pouring into space travel project, we haven't found anything in the near of this beauty. So, we have to save it at all cost. We save it all. We have to do anything we can to save it. Yes? For later, if we have found another planet, they'll come here for tourism, and we cash in. I'm just joking, but we save it for the children, huh? You and I both are old people already, huh? Like, we retired soon, huh? Sometimes I think, oh, I better retire. I don't know, but I still have to work. All of you can be journalists. Write some freelance stuff. Report something on your local newspapers or national newspapers. And the best is that maybe they print it. You stated that it's free of charge, free information, and you give all the websites to support your writing, to let the editors of that newspapers know that it is real fact. You see, they do know it. Why don't you write? All of you, try your talent. When you were in school, the teacher told you to write how to do it. Now you can use it. Do it. Yeah. Write something. From the beginning, don't write such a big sea of words. Just a short article. Make it simple, factual, and interesting. Condensed. And don't be disappointed if they cut a lot of it. That's the job of the editor. But don't worry, just try, okay, guys? All of you out there? I'm sure many of you have writing talent. Why don't you just write to the newspapers? Yeah, let them know the fact, okay? And it's free of charge. Tell them it's free. You don't want any money. It's just a concerned citizen stuff. And you give all the website, including our website, if you want it. Yes, if not any website, and your website, of course, huh? Okay? Yeah, we're doing something, aren't we? Yeah? Well, you know, open restaurant and delivering lunch boxes in your corners, yes? And giving flyers, giving seminars in your areas, advertise on the newspapers. And now you're writing. Wow. What job is leading to her? Who knows, you might be president next. Change everything. I'm so happy that you are going strongly with the trend of saving the planet. Yes, we have to do. We don't have time. Today, I was interviewed by one of the journalists in England. He asked me, the whole country go vegan is such a big goal. Can you maybe tell us, set more realistic goal? Bargaining, yes, of course. I say, I would have loved to. I wish I could. But I can't. First, I have to tell the truth. Second, we don't have time. Third, it's high time that we behave like benevolent, noble, protective beings, befitting the manner of the children of God. It's high time. It's 21st century, 2,000 plus years after Buddha, 2,000 plus years after Christ. And we're still killing each other and killing the small, weak and innocent animals to eat. My God, how civilized can that be? We should really feel not proud of ourselves. I'm diplomatic. I should say we should feel ashamed of ourselves, truly. Because we have capability, we have intelligence, yes, and we have been taught by noble masters such as Buddha, Christ, Muhammad, Guru Nanak, Jain master, Baha'i, so on and so forth, Krishna, whoever, you name it, to be noble, to be benevolent, to be compassionate, to be at peace with one another. We have been taught all these centuries. And all we think of is how to find a way, make a system, invent something just to kill that little chicken, to make more profit, more meat, or very docile cows or little pigs. This is really a shameful activities and trend of thinking. We should never fall thus far. We should never degrade ourselves thus, I think. And I'm sure if anyone with intelligence and logical mind can see my point, no? 21st century, after so many noble teaching, still killing each other in the name of whatever. I said, killing is never right. Yes. I have told the journalists, I wish I could say otherwise. That would make me even more popular. You know, I told him, meat is one of the most powerful industry in every country. If I have not forbid you to eat meat, I would have had more disciples. Easy. Everybody come in, just kowtow, and that's it. Qinghaiism. And I would amass all kind of fortune, fame, whatever. But I never go in that direction. Not at the cost of my life, even. We can't. I say the truth cannot be altered. No matter what. I said to him, I put myself even in danger. Telling the truth. But I have to save my planet. I don't know if you want to save your planet, but I want to save my planet. I want to save my people. I don't know if you want to save your people. I want to save my people. My people is whom? Huh? It's you, your relatives, your friends, your countrymen, your world citizens, your pets, your children, your future great-great-great-grandchildren, the animals, all the harmless, meek, weak, innocent animals. These are all my people. I want to save them all. Yesterday already. I can't tell any otherwise. Even if we have another alternative plan to save the planet without going the whole country vegan. How? How many more people have to die. You understand me? For that, because of meat diet, because of the harmful effect of meat industry. How many more countries have to be eroded, financially kaput, for a piece of meat that we put in our mouth? How many more islands, nations have to sink for that piece of meat that we put in our mouth? How many millions more refugees, climate refugees, we want to look at for that piece of meat that we put in our mouth? How many billions more animals we want to see cram, suffer, agonizing in those cram, small crate factory we want to see? Huh? For that little piece of meat that we put in our mouth, that we could change it. We have tofu, we have all kind of protein nowadays even. It's not like we're starving without meat. It's not. It's not necessary at all to eat meat. Besides, it's poisonous. It's been proven already. Not to talk about climate change, climate refugees or anything. How many more patients we want to see languishing in the hospitals between life and death, or death because of that piece of meat that we put in our mouth? How many more families we want to break up due to this kind of disease and death caused by meat? How many more children we want to see suffer with heart disease, cancers at young age already because of meat diet? How many more family we want to see childless because women who eat meat have very less chance to conceive children? And then how many of this young aspiring mother we want to see going through, you know, this kind of poke and picks, what they call IVF, pregnancy, you know, it's a painful procedure for husband and wife who have no children, have to go through like artificial insemination. It's very painful, time-consuming, agonizing, and suffering. And the hope is not 100% even. Not like you spend a lot of money, a lot of time, stressful, fighting inside with each other even because of stress for a child. Not that you go through all that and then you have a child, 100%, no. Not all of them are working. And how much more suffering we want to see just for that piece of meat that we could change for a better piece of protein. It's the same protein, it's just one a second hand from animals, the others direct from what the animal eat and digest it, and then become the meat. It's such a waste. And how much more energies we want to waste into producing meat? How much more grains, food, we want to waste to raise animals at the cost of starvation of millions of other people? Right now we have 1 billion people already go back from hunger. Every 5 seconds a child dies from hunger. Every 5 seconds, while I'm sitting here talking to you, how many children dying or dead already? How many more we want to see? How long we can afford to bargain in the face of this suffering of our own kind and of the animals, of the environment? I can go on forever, forever, but I didn't prepare my speech. It's all really not worth it. It's all really a degrading choice to eat meat. We can't bargain. We can't say, well, let's take it easy. We probably have a better idea, a better plan than we're vegan. What better plan? What better plan? Even if we have better plan, suppose we have better plan, should we choose it? Should we choose a better plant than vegan, which save billions of lives, save the animals, save our children, save our planet? Should we choose a second plan, a plan B? There is no plan B.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Thank you, gracious viewers, for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Friday for part 5 of A Benevolent Lifestyle Benefits the Planet. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you many happy moments every day.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.